Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 9 today. In our previous broadcast, we saw there was a half hour of silence before the judgment came. We're going to look at chapter 10 today. Stay tuned. As we mentioned in our previous program, we saw a half an hour of silence before the day of the Lord began to happen. It's called the day of the Lord several times in the Bible. It refers to the Lord's fierce anger when we have wrath without mixture. The first trumpet sounded and the third part of the trees and the grass were destroyed. The second sounded and a third part of the sea, the creatures in the sea, that would be about 76,000 of them were dead. And a third part of the ships, if we just counted the merchant ships, that's about 17,000 ships were destroyed. The third trumpet sounded. The rivers and the fresh water was contaminated. And the Bible says as a result of that, many people died. The fourth trumpet sounded and a third part of the sun and the stars were affected. And today we come to chapter 9 and it says, the fifth angel sounded and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. This is a very interesting portion of Scripture. Before we look at it, we're going to listen to this message and song, Make It Your Prayer, Open My Eyes, That I May See Glimpses of Truth Thou Hast For Me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes,
chapter 9, verse number 1, it says, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Now, the plain sense of Scripture makes common sense. You seek no other sense, lest it become nonsense. If it says a star fell from heaven, that means a star fell from heaven, unless, of course, it goes on to say, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. So obviously this star is symbolic. It's not just a literal star. In Matthew 24, verse 29, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Then in Luke 10 and 18, he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, he's been living in the atmosphere around this earth ever since he was kicked out of it. And we read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, in our verse 9, in verse number 1 of Revelation, it says, I saw a star fall from heaven. In Jesus, in his verse, in verse 29 of Matthew 24, he says, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens shall be shaken. Then in Luke 10 and 18, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, these words, heaven here, they have been translated heavenly 1,537 times, and it's referring to the atmosphere that is around us, and of course that's Satan's domain. And again, we read in Ephesians 6 and 12 that we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. That word, high places, that phrase has been translated heavenlies 16 times. And so we see in verse number 2 about a bottomless pit. First it says, I saw a star, and of course that's representing someone, and it's representing the devil, that's who it is. And verse number 18 of Luke 10 is very obviously telling us that. But then we see the bottomless pit. It says, he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air was darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Now, this bottomless pit, that phrase is found 7 times in the book of Revelation. A lot of things are found 7 times in the book of Revelation. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 31, it says, and they sought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Now, that was when Jesus was casting out some demons, and the demons said, don't send us into the deep. That is the same place as is referred to here in Revelation 9 and verse number 2 as the bottomless pit. It says the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke that came out of the pit. Back in Joel chapter 3, verse number 13, we read, but put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. And it's talking about the judgment that God is going to bring on this earth during the tribulation period. In Job 3 and 15, 2 verses later, he says, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. It's what he's talking about here. Now, this bottomless pit, we read later on in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 2, it says, and an angel laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And we'll look at that in detail when we get to chapter 20. I want to mention this smoke here. It says in verse number 2, he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as scorpions of the earth have power. In Revelation 9 and 17, it talks about fire and smoke. In Revelation chapter 9 and verse number 18, it says, a third part of the men were killed by the fire, and by the smoke and by the brimstone. Now, the first mention that we have of smoke is in Genesis 19 and verse 11 in the Bible, and it says he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and behold, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. Now, when God judges in the tribulation period, like he did in Sodom and Gomorrah, we see that he uses smoke. I don't know if you've ever had any problem with smoke inhalation, but if you talk to people who have, smoke inhalation damages the body by simply making sure that there is a lack of oxygen going to the body. And so we see it's not going to be a good time. Good time not to be here. And if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you won't be here. And if you do not know him as your personal Savior, you're going to be in line for all of these things. The next thing we see in chapter 9 and verse number 3, and there came out of the smoke locust upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Now we know those that have the seal of God in the forehead are the 144,000 Jews that will be preaching during the tribulation period. When it talks about the torment of a scorpion, if you are stung by a scorpion, there is intense pain, there is difficulty in breathing. It ends up that a person who is struck with this problem, drooling at the mouth and vomiting, it's a very unpleasant situation. And it says they will want to die, but they won't be able to die. They'll be tormented 5 months. Once again, I want to say, we are looking at God's wrath here. Wrath without mixture. And in those days, it says again in verse number 6, men shall seek death and shall not find it. It's going to be a terrifying situation. In verses 7 through 10, we see, and the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns of gold, and their faces as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth, they were like the teeth of lions, and they had a breastplate as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And then in verse 11 we read, and they had a king over them, of course that's the devil, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath the name Apollyon. Well, it's going to be a vicious time. We're living in the last days, and all of this is very close. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 11 and 12, Peter makes reference to this, and he says, seeing then that all these things shall be destroyed, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. This is not a time for Christians to be charmed by the delights of this world. This is a time when we need to be serving the Lord with every effort we can put into it.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved.
to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, He is the just one, He hath the words of life. To follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what He saith, do what He willeth, He is a living way. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee.